Parshas Va'era, Beis Tvila, Tavshin Ein He. We find in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, we see the instructions how to be a leader, how to be a ruler. And it says over there in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron, Vayitzaveim el Bnei Yisrael vel Paroi Melech Mitzrayim, Lehoitzi es Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. They commanded to Bnei Yisrael. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Vayitzaveim el Bnei Yisrael. You're going to be the ruler. You're going to be in control. You're going to discipline them, right? You're going to get power. Says Rashi, what does that entail? A big budget, nice car, a car with a fridge, without a fridge. Ah, so what's entailed? What rights do you get? What's demanded from you? To be a ruler, to be a manik. Says Rashi, Vayitzavim el Bnei Yisrael, Tzivom aleihem. He commanded them, Ranhigom, to guide them, Benachas, Velizboil Oison. Your mission is to guide them calmly. Don't blow your top. Velizboil Oison, when they're difficult to tolerate them. That's what you're getting. In Parashas Pinchas, when Moshe is ordered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to appoint Yeshua to take his position, it says over there as well, V'tzivisa oisoi le'inehem. You should command him. What does Rashi say? Da shetarchonim heim, they're difficult, sarvonim heim, they're rebellious, avanash shetekabel olecha. And this is a condition, you have to be able to accept this yoke of disobedience. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Ches Amud Aleph, again it says, "Vatzave es shoifteichem bo'esahi." I commanded your judges, "Azora ledayon dayon sheyizboil es hatzibur," to suffer from them, to tolerate them. Ad kamo, how much? What's the limit? Says the Gemara, "Kasha yisso ho'oimen es hayonik," like the mother to her suckling child. What does that mean? Says the Torah Tmima, over there in Bamidbar, in Perek Yud Aleph, that when you're a dayan, and the tzibur is so difficult, they're spreading slander against you. Everyone's accusing you of misjudging them. Everyone's saying you have your own agenda, you're biased, they mevaza you, they put up your names all over the place against you to cause you great disgrace. And the Dayan says, Ma li v'ratzor hazois, why should I be involved in this? What should I do it for? I get my name gets dirty, people speak against me, people are chutzpahdik to me. What? To be a judge is a very difficult position. Ma'ali v'ratzor hazois. And the answer is that a dayan has to accept it ba'avo. And he can't even have in his heart anger and be angry and upset. El yizbol oisom ba'avo. Like the mother to the child, who's more difficult? What a difficult life the mother has. The child screams at night and wakes her up and dirties the place and breaks the house. Does the mother throw the child out the house? Does she say, get out of here, I had enough of you? Kasha yisa oimen es hayonik. And this is to be a ruler. That's what is entailed. And to be sovel the people, even when they're naughty, even when they're rebellious. Okay. That's true. You want to be the chief rabbi, You have to tolerate this type of behavior. What does this have to do with us? Teretz says, Haman already paskin, Lioish kol ish soirer bebeisai. Every person has to be ruled in his home. You come home, here I am. I expect to be served. I expect my word to be heard. I'm going to snap my fingers and everyone's going to run and do whatever I say. That's not the case. That's not what it means to be ruler of the house. To be the ruler of the house means to be soivel oisom. It means benachas. It means even when your family are disobedient, they don't listen to what you say. They don't treat His Royal Highness as he should be treated. The supper's not there for him, and the children don't even listen to what he says, and they do the opposite. You have to discipline. But benachas, when it's necessary, needed, legufo shel inyan, and you do it the right way. But you have to be benachas. Lizbol oisom benachas. You should know that sarvonim heim and tarchonim heim. They're going to bother you, they're going to chapper you. They don't listen to what you say, they're disobedient. But it has to be lizbol oisom. And if that's the case, your words will be heard. But if you're going to try and expect them to serve you, then that's not the way to do things. And that's what we're learning. This is contrary to what the secular mind, a ruler is someone that people serve him, and he gets upset and angry. That's not the Torah way. That the leader has to be soivel his people. It's a beautiful message we have from this week's parasha, especially with chinuch of children. That's what needs to be done. We find in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tes, Vayomer Moshe l'Aaron, Kach matcha unete yotcha al meimei Mitzrayim. I want you to take the matter, and you should stretch out your hand on the waters of Mitzrayim. Why not Moshe? Says Rashi, V'fi sheheigin hayor al Moshe kesheishlach ha'toychoi. Since the Yor protected Moshe when he was thrown in, therefore lefikach loyloka al yotei. Therefore, Moshe wasn't the one to carry out the makor. Leibadam, leibetzfardeim, loka de Aaron. So this is a well-known concept, the idea of hakoras hatoif. Hakoras hatoif, since the water protected Moshe Rabbeinu when he was in the water, the ofor protected Moshe. It covered the Egyptian. Therefore, it wasn't appropriate that he should be the one smiting the water and the Sfardim. In the Shittim Kubetes, in Baba Kama, Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, brings over there a testimony from a Talmud of the Rimi Gash, who testifies to his Rebbe, the Rif. And he quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bira de shasis mine, a bor, a water pit, that you drank from, leitir me beikala. You shouldn't throw a stone inside. Meaning, not because, I'm not discussing a pit that you didn't drink from. That's also not appropriate. But something you had benefit from, you got, cause it damage. And he says, of course, not only the water pit, anything you've had benefit from, you should be sensitive not to damage it. And he says, this is what we learn from Mitzrayim. That Mitzrayim, Moshe wouldn't hit the with the water. Same concept. And he says, his Rebbe the Rif was ill, and he needed to be healthy. So he was invited by a rich man who had a merchatz. He had a private swimming pool. He had the merchatz in his house. And he invited the Rif over. and the Rif stayed by him and bathed in the waters and is well, very well treated, and he became healthy. Very nice. Time passed on, and this rich man lost his wealth, and all his assets had to be sold to his creditors. V'omar Rabbeinu Yitzchak, said the Rif, Loi odun v'loi oire, demer chatzaseh, I will not be the Beis Din, be part of the Beis Din which will transfer the ownership from this rich man to his creditors, his Bali Chayfs. Loi b'mecher, I won't be involved in a sale, v'loi b'shuma, even just to evaluate it, v'loi b'shum dobra misyachet boi. Anything to do with this merchatz, I will not be involved. Lefi sheneinesi mimenu, I receive benefit from the merchatz. We're not talking about the I've got benefit from the owner, but the merchatz is there. The doimem, even though it's something, it's a doimem, it is inanimate. But since I receive benefit from it, I cannot be involved in changing a situation. It's harming it. Therefore, I can't be involved. And the Rif learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu. From Moshe Rabbeinu, who didn't hit the water. And carries on the Shittim Kubetzes. So if this is true for a doimem, an inanimate object, a person has to be sensitive. Can't hurt. You can't hurt something that you have got benefit from. Nu kal v'chomer, to a person, a human being, that you got benefit from. This is yotze mishuras ha-musar v'derech eretz. It's inappropriate that you should do bad to someone you got benefit from. Kal v'chomer, if for doimem that's the way it is, for sure, by a living person. So that's a new pshat. The Gemara says, Loi lidoin inish, loi leman derachim le. A person cannot be a judge for his friend, someone he likes. You can't be the judge for him. The simple understanding is why. Because you're not going to give a correct judgment. Since you like him, you're going to favor him. That's simple pshat. Says the Rif, or the Shittim Gubet says, that's what we thought till now. That you might not give the emes, but even if you were to give the emes, even if you managed to concentrate and be emesdik, and yes, to give the right psak, but you can't do that. Why? Because mishalim ro tachas toivah, I'm doing bad to him instead of the good. And therefore, a new point. Not because you're not giving the right judgment, but it's inappropriate that you should give a negative psak to someone who's done good to you. With two levels, level of doimem, inanimate, level of human being, and then the Shittim Kubetzes takes us to the third level. Who's the third level? He calls it a kol sheken and a kal v'chomer. Again, doimem, we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't harm it. Bor that you drank from, you cannot damage. And kal v'chomer to a person who did you good, you can't keep doing bad. That's second level. And third level is a kol sheken and a kal v'chomer. It's not to harm, not to do bad to. What's left? Myself. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kol sheken v'kal v'chomer. Me'eloi kash yitzbarach, shemimenu nishpa ha-toyva gomor. We get the absolute goodness we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much more so we need to honor him. We need to thank him. And we shouldn't do something that makes him upset. That's something he doesn't like. Which obviously means to follow the Torah mitzvahs. This is a kol sheken and a kal v'chomer. I think this has nafkiminus. You go to a shul, you take out some sfarim, you benefit from the sfarim, and then time to go. Rav Seder, somehow the sfarim have legs, they go back to the shelf. But now tomorrow, in a week's time, Just think how this is going against what we just learned. I mean, besides being a tree of the Gaboim, but you are the Sefer, you benefit from the Sefer. How can you, this way you treat it? It's munach b'zoyon in a stack of pile of books. It's not being used by other people now because it's on the table. This is contrary to what the Torah teaches us. You had nene from the shul, you had anor from the shul. So at least menschkeit is put things back where they are, the way you found them. You had benefit, it was on the shelf in the right place. But the person is mishubad, it's derech eretz. That you shouldn't be mishalim ro tachas toivo. But this goes even more interesting. In the Sefer Chassidim, in Siman Tofrei Samachei, he says, "Ein midah ra k'moy kofri toivo." How do you translate kofri toivo? Ingrateful. He says, "Look, even by the behema, the Torah says in Parashas Mishpatim, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Lamed, Ubasa basada treifa lo yisaychelu." Don't eat treifas. Rather, what should you do with the treifa? Lakelev tashlichu noisai. Give it to the dog. What happens to the dog? Why should the dog get my treifa? Huh? Because what?
Didn't bark
in the Mitzrayim. That's a good one. Rashi says that. Correct. But the Sefer Hasidim has a different shot. Says this dog has kept the treifa. If you have a treifa in the field, naturally it will be taken by the wolves and the hyenas. They're going to take it into the bush, which means you'd lose the or, you'd use the chelev. What has enabled you? Why is it still there? Because your dog looked after it. He chased them away. So therefore, don't be a kofri treifa. He gave you a benefit. You have to repay the dog and give him. Given the treifa. So it says in Yerushalmi. So therefore, the Sefer Chassid learns, even to a dog you have to hakaras hatoiv. So therefore, for sure, to a human being. It says in Yerushalmi in Trumas, Chad Barnash, Zamin Chad Rabon. There was a person who invited a rabbi to dine at his table. Visyayiv kalba gabe, the table was set, the barabos was sitting, and the rov, in between, was a special plate for the dog. And the dog was sitting at the table. Very nice. So you have the barabais, and the rov, the choshev rov, chief rabbi. And you have the dog dining together. So, omalei, bizoyin ani chayev loch. Do you think, said the rabbi to the barabbai, do I owe you some, do you think I owe to you some bizoyon, you have a right to mevazem me? You invite me, the chief rabbi, to dine with you with a dog? Omalei, Rebbe, ana tivu ana mashalem li. I'm not mevazem you, I'm just repaying, I have a karas hatov to my dog. So I have to repay him. What happens? Shaboyin, alin bekarta. Some kidnappers came to the city. Al chad min hoin boil min sav itzi. One of the kidnappers came to seize people, and he saw my wife. He wanted to grab my wife to have her. What happened? Va'ochal beitzov. This dog, my dog, jumped on him and chapped his testicles. So he became a saurus, and he left my wife. So therefore. That's why he said, have a karas hatoif. That's what Yishalmi says. Apparently, from Stimas Chazal, apparently it was appropriate what he did. Once he explains the rov, have a chiyuv karas hatoif. So dog has to eat with us. Okay, I don't even mean the mice, that's the mice what we have to do. But Avada, you can see how strong Chazal took it literally. And therefore, for doimem, that's where you have to behave. For sure, we have to have a karas hatov to people we benefit from our family, parents, wives, where people, everyone gets benefits from each other. Akaras HaTov. It's a theoretical concept. I've said before, when a person goes on a tiyul and you enjoy the nature, and what do people do? They have all these buckles and wrappings. They leave it there. You come to a place, it's filthy, full of wrappings and bottles and cups, paper, you know, plastic cups. The people have enjoyed and left behind. It's a lack of Akaras HaTov. It's mamash, it's deloiche, it's against the Torah to do that. It's mamash, borosh ha-shosisa menu. You enjoyed the nature, and so now you're left, what do you leave behind? Your trash. It's a hepach HaTorah to do that. I'm very back on my children. The mice, when I look the other way, they know I'm a sugar. They know I make them put all the trash into the bag. Sometimes I find it's not there anymore. But mice, I'm very happy about this. The things that which are disposable, banana peel, they this part of nature, they disintegrate anyway. But trash, plastic, it's there, it stays there. It's a hepach HaTorah to do that, to throw it, to leave it there. It's a hepach HaTorah. In Perek Ches, Pasuk Ches, it says, "Vayitze Moshe v'Aaron im Paroi, vayitzak Moshe el Hashem, advar tzvardeim asher som laParoi." After Machas Tzvardeim, the Moshe vayitzak, he shouts to Hashem. The Sifsei Chachamim, on the spot, observes, why is it in all the other Makos we don't find this term of Vayitzak, Vayatir, to daven? Machas Tzvardeim, this Moshe Rabbeinu is described as being Vayitzak Moshe Hashem. What's the reason? Says the Sifsei Chachamim, because there's a halacha, you're supposed to hear, even when we daven Shmoneh Esrei, we're supposed to mashmir le'oznov. Besides, we have to say the words of the Shmoneh Esrei quietly, we're still supposed to hear what you say. You're supposed to hear yourself. Careful, your neighbor shouldn't hear it, disturb them. You're supposed to hear what you say as it passes in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Aleph. Therefore, that's true for regular tefillah. But by the Tzfardein, there was such a racket. There was such a noise that Moshe couldn't hear himself. By the other Makos, he didn't have to shout, because he could hear himself, even when you daven quietly. But by the Tzfardein, there was such a racket, such a noise. He was just to hear himself, he had Vayitzak Moshe Hashem. Isaiah Zog, the Sifsei Chachamim. That's what the Paradise Yosef also says the same thing. I think there's a locha, the maisa that comes from this. Sometimes it happens. What happens if you daven in a very noisy place? This could happen by a wedding. You could be married at the wedding, and the chosen comes out, and the band starts playing. It could very well happen. You daven Shmoneh Esrei, and you can't hear yourself because the band's so loud. So according to this Sifsei Chachamim, you should be shouting. Just to hear yourself. Okay, I wasn't able to trace if this is actually a locha or a maisa. Yes?
If it's a choice between saying it loud enough so you can hear it, but if you were to say it that loud, someone else would be able to hear it, and it's better to say it quietly as long as you're saying it or not. Yeah,
that's correct, normally speaking, because you're bothering him.
So if you're shouting but
shouting in a cage just because there's such a noise. That's right. Just to hear myself have to shout. No one else is going to hear me. You know, you're by the band, you're by the loudspeakers, you can't hear anything. So according to this, that's what should be done. Okay, I haven't... It's a lomdusha question. Is it that I have to hear myself, is it a simon or a siba? Is it that I have to hear myself practically? Or it's just an indication of a proper dibur. There's a dibur in the heart, we just think. because the dibur, when you cut the words, there's a stronger level of dibur where it can be heard. It doesn't mean you have to hear it. In this case, when you're davening in the wedding, you're davening in normal fashion, it's roy to be heard, just as external noise pollution that's coming your way. So if you actually have to hear it, as the sister Chomi learned, you've got to shout. But if it's just that, it's a sug dibur, I have to say the words in a way that could be heard, then it wouldn't matter, I can't hear it, I don't need to actually hear them. I found a Shari Tshuva in Hilchos Megillah. It says over there that Cheresh, a person who's deaf, should not read the Megillah to be Motzei Tzibur, because he can't hear. One reason is because of Pirsumei Nisa. The other reason is because he can't hear, so it's a chisor. You're supposed to hear when you're davening, you're supposed to hear yourself. So there, says the Shai Tshuva, that's for a Cheresh. But a person who's just hard of hearing, he can't hear himself. You put a tzinor, he says. You put a tzinor into his ear, he could hear. Then there's no. Then he could be the Baal Koira. So even though he can't hear himself, but he could hear himself. It's not a cheresh. That's good enough. So maybe that's you can learn from there. Not like the sister Chomim. No, he doesn't actually have to hear himself. He just has to have the ability to hear himself. Interesting. Go to Makas Borod. In Makas Borod, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Zayin, we meet an incredible paroi. Vayishlach paroi. Vayikol Moshe v'Aharon v'yom aleihem. Chotosi hapam. I sinned. Hashem atzadik. V'ani v'ami yerushoy. Mamash. Incredible. Charata, acknowledging the chet. Hashem is the tzaddik. I'm a rasha. Ha'atiru el Hashem. Please, daven Hashem. V'rav miyos mi koilos elokim v'borod. This racket, the koilos elokim, and the borod. Please ask him to stop. Ve'esh locho eschem v'ros esifun lamed. I will send you away. You won't have to stay anymore. Amish gevaldik. Vidui, Charata, Azimah Sachet, Gevaldik. If the Torah writes this down, it wasn't a joke. The Torah is recording what Paris said. He wasn't doing lip service. He meant it. It was real. If the Torah writes it, he meant it. He wasn't lying to Moshe Rabbeinu. He meant it. A makara. So what happened? Makaras, why didn't it work out? Are we the same? You also come. Elu, Oshana, Yom Kippur. Hashem HaTzadik. I'm a Rasha. Charata, Vidui. We're going to change. No chance. No more Lashon Hara. No question. No more Bittul Torah. But it doesn't work out. It doesn't keep. So, what was missing? How can we find out? We need to find out because, you know, when it gets to us, we're the same thing. We do the same thing. So how can we identify what's missing in this Gevaldik Tshuva to make it work? It says the Psholm Shvadron. The way to find out the answer is to analyze Paro's final Tshuva when he really did Tshuva. Where did he really do Tshuva? Makas Bechoyrois. So let's look what he said there and compare and see the difference between the Tshuva and Makas Borod versus the Tshuva and Makas Bechoyrois. In Parashas Boy, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayikro Lemoshe v'Aharon Laila v'Yomar, Kumu Tzu Mitoichami, get up and go, Gam Atem Gam Bnei Yisrael, Gam Tzoinchem Gam Pekarchem. Please, daven for me. Says Rashi, I'm afraid I'm going to die. Please daven for me, I won't die. What's the difference between there and here? The difference is the order. Imakas borrowed. He starts with the Viduim. He says, Chotosti apam, Hashem atzadik, ani v'amir yerushalayim. He starts with the vidui in the Harota. Then he says, look, get them off my back. Please daven, please look after me, daven for them to go away. And then I will do later on the eshlocha eschem. I sincerely take upon myself to change, to mend my ways. I'm going to send you away. First of all, the viduyim, and later on I'll change. I'm a kabbal myself, kabbalah sachet, aziva sachet. I'm a kabbal upon myself now that I will send you away. Really, he meant it. He was sincere. But I will in the future. Ah. But in Makas Pchayrah, it was the other way around. First of all, get up and go. Then please daven for me. The difference is, when we leave the change for later, once our inspiration dies down, so we're not going to change anymore. In Makas Borod, the change was going to happen. He took upon himself, first of all, he did the Harota, then he worked on the change. It's too late. In Makas Chayras, the change happened right then and there. Go! That's the difference. So the Psholem. In Yom Kippur, we have Harota, we work on the Harota, the Viduim. The changes, yeah, we take upon ourselves to make changes. So once the excitement dies down, so the changes don't happen. Mashenkin, if a person can make a harota right then and there, and it's done, then it work on the viduim and the harotas, nazivas, that, then it can work. One last point. Again, makas borod. In Perek Tes, Pasuk Chof. Where he's pre-warning them about the Mako. And he warns them, from Pasuk Yud Ches onwards, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Ches, Hinidi Mamtir Ka'es Mochor Borod. I'm warning you, tomorrow is going to be Mamish Borod, there never was such a thing. And therefore, I should gather all your Miknev together. And v'chol odom v'beima asher yimotze basode, any man or behemoth that will be found, v'lo yosef abaisa, it won't be gathered in the home, going to die. Says the pasuk, hayores dvar Hashem me'avdei paroi heinises avodo besmiknei olabati. People had the fear of Hashem. They took heed of the warning. They brought in their avodim and their sheep home. V'asher lo yisom libo el dvar Hashem. Whoever didn't. The yaz of his avodah mikneh of his sodah, they left him in the sodah. Rav Sholem points out, first of all, it doesn't make sense. You have Moshe Rabbeinu, who's been right so many times, and he's warning you, take your sheep home. So it doesn't make sense not to be choshesh. What do you have to lose? Take him home. How could it be that the yaz of Hashem, that people didn't protect themselves and take the sheep home? It doesn't make sense. Second of all, though, it doesn't emphasize what happened. You don't emphasize the guys who left the sheep outside, they got killed. It's not emphasized. Says the Psholem, gotta understand. Everyone believed Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone knew what Choshesh was going to happen. But there's a difference. Ayores Dvar Hashem, he has Yira. Heinis. Heinis means in haste. He ran and took all his sheep home because he has a pachad. Who are the other guys? Ashaloi Somni boy. They have time. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Mochor. It's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow? Oh, this time? Yes, man. Ashaloi Somni boy. He knew it was going to happen at this time. What's the rush? And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, whoever's lo yosef, yosef benachas. Whoever won't gather them. So therefore, the yores v'Hashem, he had a pachat, so therefore he didn't wait for the last second. He ran to get his sheep right then and there. But the other people, yes man, Kriya Shema, there's 10 minutes, then there's man Kriya Shema. Let's say that. Can still allow yourself to have a cup of coffee, make a few phone calls. Let's say the yes man. And what happens? Ashaloi somli boy. And if that's your attitude, then you sometimes you miss it, sometimes you don't. So it's, you know, also oops. Sometimes you can make the coffee, shmooze, and make Kriya Shema. And sometimes he doesn't, because Ashaloi somli boy. That's your attitude. So the problem kind is, there were people, Ashaloi somli boy, who managed at the last second to bring the sheep in. Some didn't. But the message for us is, a Yiras Shamayim doesn't take chances. He has a pachat heinous, he runs away from the Eitz Hara, and therefore he gets saved. But if we have Ashaloi somli boy attitude, we know it's going to happen. We believe that it's wrong. They know the boy is going to come. After yes, man, that's your attitude. Then, sometimes you're lucky, but many times you're not. Shokoyach, shemzoicha to take these messages home to ourselves, to be a manhig. Manhig doesn't mean you get served. You have to have the ability to tolerate disobedience and benachas. Things can be done calmly to guide. Whoever we are leaders into our little circles, we have to be leaders of our circle. Doesn't mean that we get served. It's the other way around. Person needs to have discipline. It's also true when it's correct. But we have to have the ability to tolerate things that don't go the way we want them to go. A course hatoiv to inanimate objects, not to give bad to goodness we get. And culture came, not to people we've had benefit from. And culture came to Kalv Chomer, Takadosh Bohu, we get the absolute goodness, not to do things to repay him in a negative way and to not listen, not do what he says. Tshuva has to be done immediately. Things that need to be taken care of, to be done immediately and then do the speaking, not the other way around. And the idea of Yiras Shamayim, he doesn't take chances with his chet. Because when you start being lax, then you start risking things. Then you could be hit by the borot. If you run away from the chet, then you get protected. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you. Oh.